This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is urging all Americans to continue taking precautions, including wearing masks, to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
I urge all Americans to continue to socially distance, wash your hands, wear a mask when you cannot avoid crowded places, and to protect the elderly.
The president telling reporters that includes states where the virus is considered as being under control. He says there are 18 states where the positive test rate is now under 5%. Now, Tropical Storm Isaias is moving rapidly northward along the eastern seaboard after making landfall in North Carolina last night as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm now expected to bring torrential rain and flood risks along the mid-Atlantic states today, possibly impacting the nation's capital. Tornadoes are also possible. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump says he wants to help communities in rural areas. He spoke at the White House yesterday.
Furthermore, I am directing the Department of Agriculture, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Federal Communications Commission to form a task force that will break down barriers to expanding rural health care.
While the two White House contenders are pretty much known, primary elections are still scheduled today in 5 states, Michigan, Kansas, Arizona, Missouri, and Washington State. Between the coronavirus pandemic and the riots in the streets of America growing out of demonstrations against racial injustice and police brutality, more and more Americans are looking to buy guns. CNN reports the FBI completed nearly 4 million firearm background checks in June, the highest ever recorded in a single month. The agency performed over 17 million checks between March and July. That was 12 million over the same period last year. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dayton, Ohio will today mark a tragic anniversary, observing 9 minutes of silence for the victims of last year's deadly shooting at a bar in that city. 9 people were killed, more than a dozen injured, when a man with a gun simply opened fire. The shooting happening less than 24 hours after a massacre in El Paso, Texas, left nearly 24 people dead, making it one of the deadliest weekends in recent history. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office has received documents from rapper Kanye West to be placed on the state's presidential ballot. They confirmed on Monday that West has filed to run as an independent, with running mate Michelle Tidball, a biblical life coach from Wyoming. Now, if approved, Arkansas could join Oklahoma as the second state in the nation where West has qualified to be on the presidential ballot. West has already missed deadlines to appear, though, on the ballot in 9 other states, including Texas and Florida. And roller coaster riders in Japan can't scream, but at least they can look like they're screaming. A number of theme parks have no screaming rules because they want to avoid spreading the virus, but one park is offering 5 different stickers for face masks that appear to have screaming mouths on them. The idea is to give visitors a chance to show how excited they are, even if they can't actually sound excited. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Why not, I say, huh? I mean, how much more time do we have? How much more time can we afford here as our economy has been on a nosedive, just waiting to crank back up, but it's not going to this side of all the restrictions and the lockdowns as they continue. I mean, you still got America debating whether to wear masks, not wear masks, hydroxychloroquine or remdesivir or waiting for a vaccine. The debate is endless. And in addition to that, I think it's quite novel to step back for just a moment and listen to what people are saying. I mean, there is a clear divide here. I mean, it's almost, and I hate to see it, you know, frankly, because I hear such few Democrats that are cheering, you know, for a recovery here and coming up with solutions that would help. It would appear that their only concern is about the 2020 election and making Donald Trump look bad. And they keep coming up with scenarios that you go, well, what are you talking about? How can you blame Donald Trump for all this? You know, you say, well, you need a national plan. Well, the president from day one has had a national plan in place. If he was overriding governors, you know, he had to tiptoe around some issues with governors regarding the riots, and everybody was up in arms about that. And even, you know, Minnesota's government, governor, you know, asked for help. And it's like, wait a minute, this is your job. You are the governor of the state. It's your responsibility to manage that. Yes, the federal government can come alongside and help you when you ask. But meanwhile, you know, some of these draconian choices that you've made have been problematic. And sadly, we see this consistently throughout the Democratic-controlled states. And it just makes you wonder, you know, are they for us or are they against us? Well, Maureen Hemingway was talking of the media, and she says it seems like the media is rooting for the virus to win. Listen to what she had to say.
I think the issue with media coverage is just how much panic is inherent in the media coverage. You had said that these numbers were unthinkable, and they are horrible, and it's so sad to see how many people have died from this. They're not altogether that unthinkable if you compare it to what happened in 1957 with the Asian flu. The equivalent of 220,000 or so Americans died in that pandemic. In the Spanish flu in 1918, it was like 1.6 million Americans who died from that, and there's no evidence that Woodrow Wilson had even said anything public about it. In 1957, there was some moderate reaction to it, as in schools might close for a few days here or there. But you didn't see this kind of nationwide panic panic inducement that you're seeing with the coverage of this, where they're almost like rooting for the virus to win over and against America. We have a tough virus. The whole world has a tough virus to deal with. But I don't see enough in the media coverage about how much is going well and how capable we are to handle it. It seems they want to keep everything shut down, businesses, schools, churches, everything but mass protests and riots.
Well, it's been said, we've done a lot to flatten, you know, the disease in terms of a national plan. Oh, by the way, I guess the Democrats have missed out on that because they keep saying we have no national plan. Well, we had an immediate national plan, you know, stopping the spread, 15 days, as you'll recall. That was a national plan, and people were on board for that, and for the most part. And it was only after they'd been locked down for so long that they came out with such a vengeance. I'm talking about everyday Americans who said, wait a minute, I'm giving up my liberties, and why am I doing this? I mean, you know, it's unheard of that you would quarantine and lock down the healthy people. You lock down, you quarantine those that are most vulnerable, you know. And the thing that's quite interesting, and of course we have talked about what happened in New York, Governor Cuomo, and somehow he tries to put that on Trump. I mean, wait a minute. This is, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too. I mean, you even agreed that these were decisions that had to be made at the state level, not by Donald Trump. I don't know of any bulletin, unless I'm missing something here, where government officials, Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx or anybody else from the CDC, had said that you take infected people and you put them in a vulnerable facility like a nursing home. I mean, that's all on Governor Cuomo. And I don't know how he denies it. But the thing that's most interesting is that look at the state of New York when they run polling. Cuomo's a hero. I mean, this doesn't make sense. This is what makes you wonder about, you know, polling overall. You know, as we discussed with Dr. Gerard Lomero yesterday, who's a polling, he's a model expert. He's one of the few men that I know in the country that got the election results right. He was exactly spot on last time in 2015. And so what has happened, I say 2015, 2016 for the election, and he was spot on. Everybody missed it dramatically. Most people did. You know, less than 10% of the pollsters actually had it right on. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where, you know, even Gallup has bailed out. They're saying, hey, we don't want anything. They're not doing any polling anymore. Rasmussen, we can still count on them, and they seem to be fairly consistent. So, look, the Democrats are desperate, and they're desperate for many ways because they've really they're playing the big card here. And I think the big card that they're playing is even one that Nancy Pelosi has said, okay, this is where you guys want to go. You know, I'm going to yield to you. But know that you're putting everything on the line for this party, because if this does not resonate, if we do not win, if we don't win at least the Senate and hold on to the House, we may or may not be able to realistically, you know, get the White. I mean, we could only hope that we could get all three, which at that point it would just have to be such an incredible miracle, especially in light of Joe Biden's obvious disability. I mean, to such a point that you have people, I mean, now the New York Times and others are in the mainstream media saying the last thing we want to do is go one-on-one with Donald Trump in debates. We've got to find a way to avoid the debate, do something, you know, in the name of COVID and all this other stuff. But again, the Democrats are doing everything they can to fan the flames of fear. Meanwhile, us, the rest of us folks who look at this say, look, we've got to flatten the fear curve. That's what we have to flatten. People are just way too fearful right now. And as a result, they've surrendered their liberties. And this is how a small minority of people get to control the majority. And we've been seeing for quite a while, the tail shaking the dog, whether we're talking about riots in Portland or Seattle or, you know, New York, around this country, in Chicago. It's a small minority of people. And like you, I'm hoping that, I guess, in these governors and these mayors, allowing this lawlessness to continue like this, you think, okay, what's the any possible upside of this demonstration of lawlessness? I mean, the psychological impact and the disturbance that it's had on the country and what it sets us up for down the road. Because this may go away, they may fight themselves out, but then what happens the next time? I mean, we just seem so ill-prepared in managing this whole mess. It's all brought to you because of the elections and the desperation, I believe, of the Democratic Party, because they're noticeably quiet on so many levels. We've got more coming up. Thanks for sharing part of your day with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
So as bad as things may seem today, we could be in a very different place by October. In the meantime, we here in Washington need to help get our country to those days. For a few more months, let's help the people who lost their jobs and don't have one to get back to yet. Let's help small businesses survive and not have to lay off their workers. And let's help the schools buy the rapid tests and the other things they'll need to open safely. Look, we have good reason to believe that things will be better soon. So in the meantime, let's protect ourselves and let's protect each other. And don't cancel October just yet.
Senator Marco Rubio, with the sound of leadership and encouragement. And what is behind all this is not only self-responsibility and accountability, it's cooperation. Let's go back and hear the words. You know, for those of you that were not around, you can go back, you can Google, you've got the power, and you're very effective in doing this, is go back into the archives and listen to what JFK had to say at his inaugural speech. That we should ask not what the country can do for us, but what we can do for the country. And right now, that question looms overhead as we take on these challenges. If we're thinking selfishly, then it just opens up the problem and it invites government more and more into our lives. This is what's so key about our U.S. Constitution and the choices that we make. And Senator Rubio is correct. And I appreciate his voice of encouragement. I would appreciate if we heard more from, you know, Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi along these same lines philosophically. But that's not their intent, sadly, because this is the partisan divide that we have in this country right now, because the way polling works and, you know, and this is the deal where reasonable Americans have even got to put pressure on these polling companies to say, look, we're not going to put up with this, this propaganda and these prejudicial polls that you're thrusting upon us and those people that want to continue to promote those, because somehow it fulfills an agenda. But there's a lot of antithetical forces that are upon us right now. In the midst of COVID, okay, in the midst of, you know, the other things that are happening, you know, pressure from China, you know, what's happened with our economy, you know, everyday issues. We've got everyday Americans right now in a lot of pain wondering, okay, what's going to go on? Are we going to be able to get this coronavirus bill, this next phase of it done? You know, what about unemployment? And, you know, this is this stuff that just rankles you. Is that, and especially in a political season like right now, you know, the Democrats are doing everything they can to, quote unquote, not give Trump a win, but they're doing it at the expense of the very same people that they're saying, look, at, they need this money. You know, we need to have an extension on unemployment benefits. And yes, part of the problem has been that $600 issue that they said from day one was going to give people the wrong incentive. And this is exactly what's happened. And this is what the Republicans are pointing out, is that, you know, you have on one hand have given businesses small business loans, which that's a whole nother deal. And I'll tell you, when we pull back the veil on just who got these loans and people who are connected to the government, it's all these buzzards that are around the people's treasury. That's most amazing, that when you pull back, you know, you pull back the curtain on it, and you see that these are connected people to, you know, top Democratic government officials, even some Republicans as well, that have taken full advantage. Just follow the money again. And when the government opens up the treasury, you just see these cannibals that come out, and why they're even part, why they're allowed to even be around and to participate at any level is disgusting. When you think about all the hardworking small businesses that this was designed to help, and, you know, universities all of a sudden, like they show up at a corner with a tin cup begging for money when they've got billions of dollars of assets. I mean, that's disgusting. See, this is all in the face of what we talked about earlier, that JFK moment of ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. I mean, it's calling out the corruption, calling out people that think it's just about them. Right now, in order to overcome this is all about unity, ladies and gentlemen. It has nothing to do with party. It's like Bob Whitson said, I that was brilliant what he shared with us. And I can't wait to have him back on and talk to him again. But his line was, you know, it's not about are you the right color, it's are you the right kind. And this is the call, this is the question that goes out to all America today. You know, we can talk about patriotism, we can talk about, you know, being on the same team here, but it really comes down to, hey, look, we don't care about the color of your skin. I don't care about your preferences. I just want to know, are you the right kind? You know, do we have the values? Do we have everybody's interest at hand? Or are we more interested in one specific race over another? That's why you hear me say often, I really resent when we hyphenate Americans. You know, all that was brought in, that language, I didn't grow up with that. I didn't grow up with a hyphenation. I had to become an adult and all of a sudden be hyphenated. It is so rude. It is so rude on so many levels. And it's disunifying. So it bothers me when we hyphenate Americans. I just want to know, hey, are you on the red, white, and blue team? Are we the same kind, as Bob Whitson says? Not about the color of your skin. Martin Luther, of course, back in the 60s, made it clear, said his vision was that one day that his kids would not be judged by the color of the skin, by the content of their character. And I got to tell you, I'm encouraged. I really believe we're really close to this point of getting there. You know, as we've said many times, you talk about a unifying force. A lot of people thought, well, we'll take, you know, Black Lives Matter, take advantage of, you know, what happened to George Floyd. What happened to George Floyd really united America. Think about it. I mean, America was absolutely disgusted the way this poor man was treated. And, of course, we're seeing extended video. I don't know if you've had a chance to take a look at that. It's even more disgusting because you see what was going on. Now, I can appreciate what George Floyd was going through personally. And anybody who has claustrophobia, we get it. And, well, I'll tell you, when you go into a claustrophobic panic attack, it takes a very unique, you know, person in authority who happens to have that position. In this particular case, it was police. It really takes a very, very special bit of training and understanding, because if you don't have claustrophobia and you think slapping handcuffs on somebody is easy peasy and that's not going to raise any kind of panic, let me tell you, when a claustrophobic attack comes over you, you are out of control. And you're out of control in such a way that it doesn't matter. I mean, you might as well just have a gun, put me out of my misery. It is that tough. And for those of you who experience claustrophobia, you understand what I'm talking about. I do. I deal with it. And I can relate to what George Floyd was saying. That, hey, is there a way you can put the handcuffs in front of him? Is there something else? Make sure you keep the windows down. I mean, they just did not assess what was going on in George Floyd's mind at the time. They just saw it as, oh, here's another crook over a $20, you know, a $20 counterfeit bill. I mean, you know, for police to exercise that extreme type of pressure on a fellow American for something like that. I mean, it's the same thing like Eric Garner in New York. You know, you're selling a couple of loose cigarettes. You know, the state is losing out on a little bit of tax money because some guy is working with, you know, with his fellow citizens there in that area who can't afford a pack of cigarettes. So they found a way to kind of get around it and sell singles. And for that, he dies? I mean, all that stuff's ridiculous. And hey, to me, that should be a pretty easy and kind of a short construct in terms of resolving an issue. But it all comes back to a matter of the heart. And as Bob Whitson said, you know, not about the color of your skin, not about your hyphenation. Are you the right kind? Do we think alike? Do we have the values? Do we have the vision for America to continue that which our founding fathers established over 244 years ago? We've got more coming up. Thanks for joining us. Jordan Goodman, yes, America's Money Answers Man. He's on deck and ready to go after this.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is urging all Americans to continue taking precautions, including wearing masks, to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
I urge all Americans to continue to socially distance, wash your hands, wear a mask when you cannot avoid crowded places, and to protect the elderly.
The president telling reporters that includes states where the virus is considered as being under control. He says there are 18 states where the positive test rate is now under 5%. Now tropical storm Isaias is moving rapidly northward along the eastern seaboard after making landfall in North Carolina last night as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm now expected to bring torrential rain and flood risks along the mid-Atlantic states today, possibly impacting the nation's capital. Tornadoes are also possible. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And guess what? We've got America's Money Answers Man. Yes, the one and only Jordan Goodman with us, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Jordan, gold and silver. Whew, what's going
soaring.
On here?
Just unreal. Soaring. All-time record highs on gold. Not silver, but gold. Gold's well over $1,930 an ounce, and it's going to keep moving higher. Silver is like 22, 23. It hasn't been that high in a long, long time. So several things. First of all, the Federal Reserve around the country is, around the world, is just pouring money into the economy, and so the other central banks around the world. Mm-hmm. And so that's potentially inflationary down the road. We've got all these stimulus packages left and right. They're, you know, again, we're printing money is what it comes down to,
right,
Bill.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
that's going to
figure out.
Go up.
Yeah, and if Congress can agree, we'll figure out what that number is, I guess.
Yeah, but and this is happening around the world. European central banks doing the same thing, and they're just spending money like crazy. And this is inflationary, so it means there's more dollars. And people go to hard assets in a case like that. And that's why gold has had such an incredible move. And I think it's just the beginning. I mean, we're in the middle 1900s. We could easily go over 2000. We could go to 2500 very quickly because there's just not that much supply of gold. But the demand is just huge when people are worried about inflation.
Exactly. Well, they're looking to secure things, and but we're talking the way this is going, Jordan. I mean, we're looking like what, maybe 10 years worth of recovery at least?
Something like that. I mean, the longer this goes on, the longer the recovery. And a lot of places are never going to recover. I mean, I'm seeing stories all over the place about small businesses that have been around for 100 years or more closing their doors and not going to reopen. All kinds. Restaurants, just all kinds of different things because you just can't survive. Yeah.
Well, and you know when things like that happen, sadly, and it breaks my heart because I'm a small business guy. I've been all my life. I know what it takes, you know, the dreams, the things that keep you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And finally, when you're able to pull the trigger and open up your own company, you know, you go to in-laws, relatives, anybody you can to, you know, to seed the idea. And then to have it come down like this, it's so heartbreaking. I just can't help but feel an immense amount of pain for those businesses that are shuttering up.
And they've been trying to keep them going with the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, mm-hmm. which runs out in early August as well. And it just wasn't enough. I mean, it helped some businesses stay open, but not close to enough. I mean, this whole question of what's going to happen with the next, I call them a rescue package, mm-hmm. Is very unclear. The House Democrats have put forward a $3 trillion bill about 2 months ago.
Right.
I think they call it the HEROES Act. And the Senate maybe is willing to do $1 trillion, maybe not even that much, because there's even dissension within the Republicans on that.
Right.
And there's a lot of things the Democrats want that the Republicans do not agree to. $1 trillion to states and municipalities. The unemployment benefit, they want, the Republicans are talking about $200 extra benefit. Democrats want to continue the $600.
Right.
There's just a lot of disagreement, and it's going to be very hard to get these things through under such a time pressure here.
Exactly, especially when we realize what happened, you know, with giving $600 additional every week. It amounted, and this was no surprise because, you know, it didn't take a genius to do the math on this, that people were going to be paid more to stay home than to get back to work.
Some. Not all of them, but there were some that was the case. Yeah.
Right, and it's also, by the same token, not all the businesses are opened either. So
you can't go back to a business. Right. You want to go back if they're closed.
Right, exactly.
Or out of business.
Right, so it runs the spectrum. Those that want to get back, you know, that there is no business. Those that there is business, but they just don't want to go back. You know, this is all part and parcel of the calculus that is being passed around
bill,
the Beltway.
Yes. The result bill is if there's not either an agreement of any kind or an agreement at these lower levels, the economy is going to take a real hit on this.
No question.
Because this $600, you may disagree with it, but that's what's been keeping people going. Mm-hmm. For quite a while, and if that disappears or it goes from 600 to 200, purchasing power is just going to vanish, and you're going to have a wave of evictions and foreclosures and businesses closing as a result of it. So
well,
it's terrible to have to spend this money, but the money is needed right now.
Well, you raise a good point here, Jordan, and that is that you know, we're not back to work yet. And the other thing that is very difficult, I believe, for, you know, Republicans to swallow is the healing of these states. I mean, even a Democrat,
right.
Kirsten Gillibrand, said, you can't expect us to heal your problems. But, you know, that's what she said then. I'm not sure what she's saying now.
Well, they need it. The states have huge revenue shortfalls because people are not buying stuff, they're not having sales tax, and all the ways they get their revenues when the economy shrivels, they don't get
right.
their revenues,
exactly.
and their expenses have soared dramatically for health care and security and just all kinds of other things, and they're all facing deficits. Most of them have in their constitutions, their state constitutions, they cannot run a deficit. It's like,
right, exactly.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know, so
right.
they need money from the feds. I think that the $1 trillion is a good idea. But the Senate Republicans don't seem to be willing to go along with it. They are worried we're going to bail out past profligacy. Well, that's a different issue. This is like right now. Here.
And I don't know how to cut the baby in half on that exactly. And because you bring up excellent points here, Jordan. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we can't have states go under, even though they've been, you know, fiscally irresponsible and all that. So
Mitch McConnell said they should go bankrupt.
Yeah.
That's not going to help anybody.
Right.
So it's a very difficult situation. And then Congress goes on recess in August for like a month. So they've got to get this done really quickly here, and it's very unclear how it's going to happen. And even if they pass the smaller version, the $1 trillion, mm-hmm. if that's going to be enough to keep things going. We had $3 trillion back in March, and that kind of barely kept us going.
Right.
But there's been a lot more pain since then, and the cases of coronavirus have spiked back to the levels we had back in April.
Well, we've got to get on the other side of this, you know, of this pandemic. And, you know, it's, you know, whether or not we, you know, we're hopeful that there's going to be some sort of vaccine. But even at that, I think the way this thing is being stretched out, it runs into the political realm, which is bothersome
right.
for me.
Very much so.
I don't like it.
This is what the election is going to be guided on,
right.
is how the coronavirus is handled. The way things are going right now, we're still going to have peaks in November. I mean, people talking about the second wave, we're still not out of the first wave, basically.
Exactly.
So if we're at the current levels, over 150,000 deaths, over 4 million cases, continued shutdowns, this is not a good situation to be running politically for, and I think it's going to help Biden.
Yeah. Well, how do you assign blame? I mean, you know, this is 320 million people or so, and you know, we're free agents. I mean, this thing has come upon us. I mean, it's not like, you know, Donald Trump opened up the box of pandemic and said, "Here,
right.
I'm going to throw it out in the
nation."
You know,
we were very slow at getting masks going and all kinds of social distancing. We could have done back in February and so on when we knew it was out of the bottle. We didn't do
right.
that the way other countries did. Italy and Sweden and all kinds of other places did take actions mm-hmm. to close things down, and they're in much better shape now. Korea, there's a lot of places that did it right. We did not do it right.
Well,
and that's because we had a federal that basically said, let's leave it to the states and let them figure it out. That was not smart.
It wasn't. You know, and that's the thing that's interesting, because you always play that game of, hey, this is a democratic republic, and the states are supposed to have, you know, their leadership and supposed to know what's going on.
But everybody did something different. Some people
yeah.
opened, some people didn't, some people had masks, some people didn't.
The virus
doesn't care what about politics
exactly.
at all.
Well, even the mask debate that goes on, you know, mask or no mask, you know, Dr. Fauci, who has been, you know, supposedly the, whatever you want to call him, the virus czar.
The COVID czar, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I mean, initially he said, you don't need masks. I mean, he's been all over the planet as well. So it's
yeah.
like we're, you know, trying to put all the king's horses, in, you know, I mean, all the king's men together here in such a way where we can make sense out of this. And
financially, it's been interesting. Despite all this, the stock market keeps going up, as does gold and silver.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying there's going to be a vaccine, there's going to be things, whatever, in the next 6 months or so, and we're going to be behind this. That's what the mm-hmm. market's saying right now.
And meanwhile, the media is just scaring the holy what-have-you out of us. we got about a minute left here, so I'm going to let you summarize it and tell us also about health insurance.
Because people are losing their jobs. A lot of people don't have health insurance. You don't want to be in this environment where you could get this virus at any moment and have you be wiped out financially as well as medically. One of the websites I have at moneyanswers.com is ehealthinsurance.com.
He's America's Money Answers Man. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan Goodman?
Moneyanswers.com. I got all kinds of emails and resources. I do a weekly, what's called the Week in Review. I do the Money Answers Minute, all kinds of things. And I help your folks all the time and glad to help them, Bill.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. That's 800-371-5142.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it's all those things that you want to pass down to the next generation, right? This is what this radio show is all about, is hopefully that when you tune into the show, that you're better for it, that you feel a bit more encouraged to take on the dragons of the day and to continue on with this great American experiment that so many have sacrificed their lives for, invested for, on our behalf. And here it is, this generation, right now, for a time such as this, as I've said time and time again, I believe we're in an important crossroads where, you know, some moments and some choices are more significant than others. And I believe this is where America is today, is that the choice is waiting, and is waiting at the crossroads. And hopefully, prayerfully, America can make the right choice so that this American dream will continue. And it's not so much for America. I mean, the world needs America to continue. Think about it. Think about, and we've seen movies. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza presented a movie. And I want to bring the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, on with us right now. You know, Sam, you know the spirit of this radio show from day one when you and I met. Gosh, what was it? I want to think about maybe 8 years ago, at least, maybe 10.
Yeah, I think it's like 7 or 8 years now.
Yeah, exactly. And when we first met there in Raleigh, you know, and you've always been, you know, such a blessing because, you know, we've shared this sense of mission that we want to bless people. We want them to feel better as a result of coming in contact with us. You know, I shared with some people that I had a mentor, a man that I respected immensely, and to this day I do. I think he was one of the best program directors ever in Los Angeles, California, actually for the world for that matter, because he had such uncanny insight about the human psyche. And what he told us at the time when I was working for him in Los Angeles, he said, look, your job is to elicit a positive emotional response. You know, think about that.
Aww.
You know, as an announcer, it really elevated. Yeah. It was about more than just playing the records and, you know, maybe coming up with a cute quip once in a while, sometimes an inappropriate one. I would get caught every once in a while. Sometimes my synapses would fire off faster than my conscious barriers could control, if you know what I'm talking about.
But
he was just a terrific individual, and I embraced that philosophy and took it into other avenues of work. And when I was working and training salespeople in Los Angeles, I told the salespeople, I go, your job, when you go in to meet with a client, is to elicit a positive emotional response. You want this sense that when it's time for you to leave after you've presented the meeting, that the client feels like something is heading out the door that they don't want to let go of. And that will bring you back, right?
That's how you make everybody feel in life. And I mean, I think it changes people's days in ways that they don't even realize, maybe until later, when you're giving that kind of positive feedback, whether it's on a radio show or as a salesperson. I mean, if you walk away from a salesperson and you feel like happy and positive, they have done a really amazing thing, because so often it's not that way. And
exactly.
I've always felt super happy after getting to talk to you.
Well, that's very nice of you to say that. And this is something that has driven me throughout my life, and I'm grateful for it. And I'm grateful to Chuck Bloor for it. I'll tell you his name. And, just a stellar gentleman, and such a golden opportunity to work for him in Los Angeles back in the early 70s after I got out of the Marine Corps. But, he forever changed my life in ways that he probably doesn't even perceive it. Because if he heard this story, he'd probably go, oh, okay, well, that's cool. You know, because it was just something, obviously, somebody taught him that, or he realized it along the way. And, I caught it. And for what it's worth, it's out there for the rest of you. And it's like, it's nothing that you can, because you can probably say to me sometimes, Sam, you go, Bill, whoa, man, you're not adding to my day. You're giving me more of a load than you are, you know, lightening up the load here. Yes, we miss it. We're humans. And, that's where tolerance comes in. And it's not that we're perfect. We're just human. That's all it is. Hey, Sam's got, you know, some great stuff for us to share. At Sam's Corner, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. And, in fact, I had a friend who looked at it. I guess they didn't know what you looked like. She goes, oh my gosh, she's gorgeous.
Oh, really?
I pass that on to you, you know. And not only is she gorgeous, but she's brilliant too. And she's got such a heart. And coming on the show with an idea that we had come up with years and years ago, say, hey, let's talk about some good news stuff. Let's talk about things that humanity is doing, and especially even more so, little did you know, Sam, that we were going to need your reports so desperately in the midst of all this political rhetoric and, you know, crud that's out there. You come here and remind us, yeah, we're human, but there's a lot of humanoids out there doing some great things, like these three Georgia inmates that saved a deputy's life. Tell us about that.
You know, whenever you see something like this, I think, because you talk about, like, people having, like, a second chance, because, you know, a lot of times inmates, I think, have a bad rep because they've gotten in trouble for something, but that doesn't mean that they don't have a good heart, and this story is a great example. This is down in Georgia. A sheriff's deputy had actually been, he wasn't feeling very well. He's sitting there, and it's like, it's Deputy Hobbs. And, he was watching over about 60 different inmates at this time. And, you know, they're all locked up. They noticed he wasn't feeling well as he's, like, going around doing his safety checks. Mm-hmm. And he goes back to his desk, and they just see him pass out. And he cracks his head open, and he's unconscious. And so all 60 inmates, if you're watching the video, you can see him, like, shaking and, like, calling his name, trying to wake him up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what ends up happening, he didn't even realize he was unconscious. He just hears the inmates, and he gets up thinking they need help. He thinks that they're trying to get help for someone else. So he gets up, and he pushes a button to unlock the door for three inmates before he passes back out. And these guys, they didn't take the chance to do any harm or try to get out or do anything like that. They tried to rescue Deputy Hobbs, who, thanks to them and their kind actions, is going to be okay. He's at home recovering. And, I just think about how scary that is for him. It could have been very scary if he was with a bad group of people. That could have been scary for a lot of people, for him to let them out like that. And who knows what could have ensued. And I always think it's great to see people who you know, if you're locked up in jail, wouldn't you try to get out or do anything you could to get out? This could have been the opportunity. Yeah. And instead, they saved him.
I'm sure part of their instinct must have been that way, but there's something of quality in the hearts of those men to do that. This next story, same thing. I mean, we hear so much in the sporting world today about, you know, are they going to kneel for the flag? Is this going to go on? And, you know, it's just so sad to see a franchise like the NFL be so compromised. But there's good news. Great touching story about quarterback Mitch Trubisky, who sent a handwritten heartfelt letter, handwritten. I mean, this isn't by email. He didn't go out and get a card. He hand wrote this heartfelt letter and gave this Jersey family, gave this Chicago Bears jersey to a grieving family. Tell the audience what happened here.
That's right. So Jack Roche was actually a Kansas City football equipment manager, and sadly, at just 21 years old, he was killed in a car accident last month. And, you know, of course, his family is grieving and devastated. And Mitch, from he's the quarterback of Chicago Bears, he found out. And like you said, I think one of the things that I noticed the most about this wasn't just that he took the time to reach out to this fan's family and let him know that he was thinking of them and, you know, appreciated them, but he wrote the letter by hand. And these days, that's something so rare. It wasn't from his public relations team trying to do it to get, you know, some kind of publicity stunt. You know, the reason we know about this is because I'm sure the family has shared it in appreciation for him just reaching out in kindness. And, you know, I think it's those little things that, you know, when people think of, like, sports heroes, if there's a sports hero, it'd be the kind of person who uses that position to do good in the world.
Well, yes, their son, Jack, was a huge Bears fan. And and also a fan of Mitch's specifically. So,
yes.
Well, what a sincere blessing. And this is the kind of thing that a person with this kind of, I'm talking about a professional, with this kind of standing and notoriety, boy, I'll tell you, that you can't buy that. You can't buy that out of an athlete's heart, or the blessing that he gave by taking the time to do that, as you say. This next story about Lowe's employees surprise hardworking 13-year-old with a new lawnmower. Hey, it's just the little things in life. I mean, a new lawnmower, that's great.
Well, you know, when you're 13 years old, not a lot of 13-year-olds are working these days. This young man, he's Gabriel. He had gone to Lowe's in Cleveland, Tennessee, and he was talking to one of the store's managers, and he was saying, so he's trying to mow lawns and earn money this summer. And the day before, he had mowed 7 yards, and his lawnmower died. And what he kept doing was he'd been replacing these lawnmowers. He was buying these cheap lawnmowers that were old or at pawn shops, and they kept breaking down on him. And so whenever Shannon Ingram, who works at that Lowe's, found out about this, she thought, you know what, there's not many people like this. We want to be able to be a part of his success story, so we're going to give him a lawnmower. So they said
very cool.
What they ask in return is he comes and works there when he gets old enough.
That's excellent. Hey, little HR on the side didn't hurt anybody. This other touching story, and I don't know if we're going to have time to get much into it, is a woman is reunited with a stolen teddy bear containing her late mother's voice. Well, Ted, that just makes me cry hearing the headline.
Well, remember last week I told you Ryan Reynolds had offered a $5,000 reward. I wanted to update you. This week they found that teddy bear and were able to return this teddy bear to this girl with her mom's voice. And, you know, I just think that that's a miracle, and I think her mom helped make that work.
I'll tell you, so many great stories right there at Sam's Corner. Check it out. Read the background. Be touched and be blessed this day. Sam, thank you so much for being with us.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but
back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, how to argue with liberals about guns and win every time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.